Hello.
Hello, my name is Lewis from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions on work, public affairs, and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me ask you, are you currently registered as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Understood, ma'am. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Certain
100%. 100%, especially for president.
Understood. And would you please tell me your age?
77.
Thank you, ma'am. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Pretty good, better than the other states.
Would you say in that case, a right direction?
Yes.
Or something else. Okay, thank you.
Right direction.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the elections for Congress, would you for the, would you for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
And that's definitely or just lean as Republican?
Just Republican.
Now I'd like to ask you your impressions.
Don't mind me saying, but I think the Democrats are a bunch of asses, so definitely Republican.
I understand your answer, ma'am. And now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, you can please tell me whether you feel very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here is the first one, the Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Very, very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thomas Shalifo.
I don't know who that is.
Understood. The MAGA Republicans.
Favorable.
So that would be somewhat favorable or very?
Yes. Somewhat favorable.
Got it. Kamala Harris.
Oh, very unfavorable.
Understood. Then next is Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
And the next is Project 2025.
Okay.
Have you heard of it or have not?
No, I have not.
Understood. And Darren Soto.
Is he Republican or Democrat?
Well, if you don't recognize that,
the name sounds familiar, but I'm just not sure who he is.
Understood, ma'am. We can skip that one. So thank you so much for your answers. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Understood, ma'am. And thinking about the job that Darren Soto is doing as congressman for this district, do you also strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'll go somewhat disapprove. I'm not really, I know the name is familiar, but I can't place him.
Understood, ma'am. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Donald Trump.
If the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mucursell Powell, the Democrat, which one would you think you would vote for?
Rick Scott.
Understood. And if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, Which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican one.
Understood. And as you may know, there will be some amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. That's how it, this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No.
Understand. We're halfway through, ma'am, and I appreciate your responses. Right now, we'll read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Chalifo is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for the fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifo will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in this country. The next, Darren Soto, is the current congressman for Central Florida. And Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. And he worked to pass a bipartisan legislation that extends health care for veterans, exposes to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medications and paying their bills. Soto will always fight for and against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican.
Understood, ma'am. Thank you so much for your answer there. And which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I will name a list. If you wish, you can stop me and say that one, and we can just mark it. First one is tackling crime and improving public safety, protecting abortion rights, bringing down rent prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion.
There's a couple of them there, like, you know, rent prices, and that
okay.
I would vote for, and I would vote for, what was the first one again?
Oh, tackling crime and improving public safety.
Yeah, that one too.
Understood. Now, continuing here, to make the most important to you, also making healthcare more affordable for working families, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, securing our border.
Securing our border and Social Security.
Social Security. Understood, ma'am. We'll
and
go ahead and mark.
Protecting our border.
Understood. And now, in this one, we will choose just one. So, which of the next is the most important issue? It's also the same ones that I mentioned, like tackling crime, improving public safety, protecting abortion, bringing down rent prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Florida, making healthcare more affordable for working families, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, securing our border, lowering grocery prices, making owning a home more
affordable, and lowering grocery prices.
Understood, ma'am. Now, continuing here, let me read you some reasons why people.
How much more of this is there?
It's like I mentioned, ma'am. Right now, we're at 60%, so we're almost done. We really appreciate this, your answers, ma'am. Your opinions will be very valued. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, let me review the reasons why people are voting for candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each one of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Is that very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Understood. Also, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase for agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Okay, favorable.
Understood. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Say that again.
That he opposes any, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Not favorable.
So you would say it has no effect in convincing you on voting?
No.
Understood. And then Thomas Chalifo will support the Trump-backed America First policy that prioritized American citizens. As a veteran who served for 30 years, over and 30 years, Chalifo will make sure we take as much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Very favorable.
Understood. And Thomas Chalifo will put an end to the border crisis that is filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Very favorable.
And Thomas Chalifo is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Very favorable.
Understood, ma'am. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican one.
Thank you, ma'am. As almost ending here, now let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or if it would have virtually no effect at all on your decision. And that this is the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Would that make serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Say that again. Hey, give me the choices again.
Oh, no problem. Yes. Would this cause you serious doubts about voting for that candidate? Only some doubts, or it would make no effect?
Serious doubts.
Yes. And the next statement says, as the chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifo voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise, while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
Serious doubt.
Also, Chalifo called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing health care system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back health care for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions.
serious doubt.
Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
Serious doubt.
Also, Thomas Salafo personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
Serious doubt.
And mega landlord Thomas Salafo went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits. Understood, ma'am. So now that you've heard a little bit more, the election for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Salafo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican.
And what is your primary source for national and political news? The local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision,
Fox.
Telemundo.
Fox.
And also we have El Nuevo Día, which is Spanish, local newspaper, talk radio, cable news networks, Orlando Sentinel.
Usually cable news and radio.
So the strongest one you would say, the cable news?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
The next ones option. The next options were also internet-based news or social media apps like Facebook or others. Still say cable news?
Yes.
Understood, ma'am. So from which network would you say you get the most news? You said CNN, Newsmax, Fox News, MSNBC?
Fox.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we'll be finished, and I thank you so much. And what was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
College.
Understood. Do any children under 18 years old live in your home?
No.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Got it. And with that, we conclude the survey, ma'am. It was a pleasure, and thank you so much for all your answers. So have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.